Good afternoon. I'm Bill Radke. When Hillary Clinton spoke to a crowd of Boeing machinists in Everett this week, she made a point about free trade by mentioning Hilliard's beer. You see, Hillary and Bernie disagree about something called the Export-Import Bank. Let me briefly explain. This is a credit agency that helps Boeing sell planes overseas, and it has also helped companies like Hilliard's. Basically, Hillary likes the Export-Import Bank and Bernie doesn't. The story got KUOW's web producer, Isolde Raftery, thinking. If you're campaigning in Washington and you want to make a shout out to a local beer, what is the right beer to reference? Hi, Isolde.
Hey, Bill.
So Hillary was mentioning Hilliard's in Everett to make a point about trade. And what got your wheels turning about candidates and beer?
Right. So when she mentioned Hilliard's, I was like, what? That's this hipster Ballard brewery. They serve beer in cans. Totally not the kind of beer I would mention to union workers up in Everett who drink at Diamond Knot. And it got me thinking, what beer should presidential candidates mention when they're stumping around Washington State?
I like the question. So you got on the phone and called around. Who did you call and what did you ask?
Right. So I started with Larry Adams at the Blue Moon Tavern. That's this counterculture, gritty, old school Seattle dive bar here.
Good
in
choice.
The U District.
Yeah.
Right. And Larry told me that for Bernie, he would recommend the Schilling cider in a can because Bernie apparently is a simple guy and I guess he thought Bernie would like cider.
Schilling cider is a simple...
simple guy, simple beverage, I guess.
Got it, okay.
And then for Hillary, he would recommend the local lager, L-O-G-G-E-R, so a play on lager, which is brewed in white salmon.
White salmon, okay.
Washington. And I guess because, you know, lagers are tough, Hillary's a tough lady, maybe that was the idea there. Several people mentioned to me this tiny little nano brewery called Stoop in Ballard. And so first, apparently they're really nice there, which apparently counts for a lot. But there's also this brewer there whose name is Robin, who's apparently very talented. And I don't know if you know this, but most brewers tend to be men. So it's pretty unique to have a female brewer. And I got thinking maybe, you know, Hillary's having trouble with these feminist millennials and Bernie's also having difficulty with the female demographic. Maybe if they name checked Stoop, some of us would be impressed. I think I actually would be.
Yeah. Okay. Note to the campaigns.
Yeah.
Stoop is might fit your pitch to the voters who are caucusing this Saturday.
I'm definitely going to go check it out.
So we talked about cider. We talked about lager, L-O-G-G-E-R. What about Northwest IPAs?
Right. So my biggest concern when I started doing some reporting on this would be that someone would tell me IPAs have jumped the shark. Not so. Thank goodness.
Okay.
Because I drink IPA. But as you know, people kind of make fun of us here for loving our IPA. And Bob Brenlin at the Fiddler's Inn in Wedgwood told me that IPAs remain the most popular beer in the area. But I also learned that IPAs are a very Washington beer because they contain more hops than a normal beer. And hops are mostly made here in Washington State. The Yakima Valley actually produces 77% of hops in the U.S.
Right. So that is a legit local reference that candidates could win with.
Yeah, totally.
All right. Now you know, candidates and beer. Thanks, Isolde.
Thank you, Bill. Hey, I have a question for you,
yeah.
Though, Bill.
Mm.
What kind of beer do you drink?
I like to drink something that I've never had, and if it's dark and rich and chocolatey, and I feel like I've had a meal in one glass, so much the better.
Yum.
Yeah. So talk about that, candidates, if you want my vote. Isolde Raftery, KUOW's web producer. What do you think, listeners? What beer should the candidates mention? Hillary, Bernie, Trump, Cruz, let us know on Facebook. Tell us on Twitter, @KUOW. This is The Record.